With the world focused on France for the past several days, some pretty shocking news from Nigeria has gotten relatively little attention. First, the militant group Boko Haram launched an attack in northeastern Nigeria that reportedly left hundreds of people dead. Then the group allegedly used a 10-year-old girl to bomb a market in a separate attack. We reached our colleague Abdullahi Kaura Abubakar at the BBC's Abuja Bureau. Can you bring us up to date on what occurred last week in this area where Nigeria borders Chad?
Well, it all started when Boko Haram attacked Baga town on the shores of Lake Chad. It first of all attacked the multinational military base where Nigerian troops were stationed. And after overpowering them and forcing them to flee, the insurgents made their way into Baga town, attacked it, took it over, and went over to attack and take over surrounding villages, leaving so many people dead.
Hundreds, thousands? What are we talking about?
Some residents say the dead may be as many as 2,000. The insurgents also attacked Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State, but the military, the Nigerian military, successfully repelled that attack. And the following day, Saturday, 10th January, there was a female suicide bomb attack on the popular Maiduguri Monday market involving a 10-year-old girl, and that left about 19 people dead. And the following day, Sunday, that was yesterday, there were twin suicide bomb attacks carried out by two females at a mobile phone market. 6 people dead, including the suicide bombers.
Just incredible carnage. What is the point? What, if any, reason are they giving for doing this?
Boko Haram is known to be behind most of the attacks. The group says it wants to establish the strict Sharia law in the northern part of Nigeria. And already it has captured and is in control of a vast piece of land in some states of the northeast, including Borno, Yobe, and Adamawa, where it has already said it has established an Islamic state in this area.
And they're going about this essentially by randomly killing people. I guess
yes.
The idea then is they just make locals so scared that they submit.
That looks like it, but many people can't make a sense out of all these killings that are going on, especially the killings of civilians. People wonder why you will go about killing harmless civilians who are not carrying up arms against you. Though we do have some members of the civilian population who formed themselves into vigilantes and have been helping the military fight the insurgents. So perhaps that's why the group is targeting civilian population.
There's been a lot of criticism there, of course, of the Nigerian military and of the world community as a whole. I want to play this clip from the Catholic Archbishop of Jos in central Nigeria there, Ignatius Kaigama. He was kind of chastising the international community for focusing so much on Paris and seemingly letting events in Nigeria slip by.
It's a monumental tragedy. It has saddened all of Nigeria, but we seem to be helpless. So we need that spirit to be spread around, not just when it happens in Europe, but when it happens in Nigeria, in Niger, in Cameroon, in any poor country, that we mobilize our international resources and face or confront the people who bring such sadness to many families.
Abdullahi, what are people there saying about how the world is looking at Nigeria and how the military and the government there is taking on Boko Haram?
Well, just as Ignatius Kaigama said there, that is a reflection of how people feel in Nigeria at the moment. Although the kind of intervention they are looking out for from the international community is, for example, having a country like the United States of America bringing its troops and equipment and taking on Boko Haram directly. What they want is direct intervention. They want to see world powers bringing their troops into Nigeria and taking on the Boko Haram insurgents, because certainly the insurgents, like Ignatius rightly said, seem to have overwhelmed the Nigerian military. You know, so Nigerians now seem so desperate that anything that will be done to bring an end to this insurgency, they will support.
Abdullahi Kaura Abubakar at the BBC's Abuja Bureau. Great to speak with you.
All right. Thank you very much.